Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A Bridgeport man is dead, another charged with murder following an altercation on Sunday night. Bridgeport police responded to a fight call on County Road 476 shortly after 8 p.m. Officers arrived to find a man dead inside an apartment. The victim ID'd as 31-year-old Casey Jones Foster of Bridgeport. Firefighters attempted to resuscitate Foster but were unsuccessful. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office responded to assist with the investigation. Authorities say deputies found William Cordell Cagle, who admitted to assaulting Foster during the altercation that investigators say resulted in Foster's death. Cagle was charged with murder, taken to the Jackson County Jail. Foster's body sent to the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences for an autopsy. The Alliance for Dade is responding to concerns raised about the Earth Cam located in downtown Trenton, including questions about privacy, public safety, and whether the camera can be used to monitor residents. Alliance officials say they contacted Earth Cam directly to determine exactly what the camera can and cannot do. Earth Cam says the downtown camera has no artificial intelligence, facial recognition, license plate recognition, or person tracking technology. The camera is simply fixed and cannot pan, tilt, or zoom. EarthCam also said footage is retained on its servers for 4 days, with archived footage available to the public for 24 hours. Alliance for Dade says the camera is solely a tourism camera, installed as part of EarthCam's partnership with the America 250 initiative to showcase communities across the country during America's 250th anniversary. Alliance Chairman George Williams says the camera provides an opportunity to showcase downtown Trenton, Dade County's Appalachian landscape, and small-town character to potential visitors around the country and around the world. Alliance officials went on to say they understand residents may have different opinions about cameras in public spaces, but want the discussion to be based on actual capabilities and the purpose of the Trenton camera. In other news, a federal judge has cleared the way for a trial in lawsuits stemming from the 2020 Jackson County Park and Marina fire that killed 8 people. U.S. District Judge Corey Mays has denied requests for summary judgment from the Tennessee Valley Authority, Jackson County, and the City of Scottsboro, meaning claims against those defendants can move forward. The fire broke out shortly after midnight on January 27th of 2020 aboard a houseboat at Dock B, quickly spread across the dock. 8 people died, including 5 children. The lawsuits allege a series of failures contributed to the fire and loss of life, including claims involving the marina's electrical system and alleged failures to provide adequate fire and evacuation safety measures. The judge did dismiss all claims against the Scottsboro Electric Power Board, ruling the utility did not have responsibility for the electrical equipment at the center of those allegations. Trial dates for the remaining claims against TVA, Jackson County, and the City of Scottsboro will be set in separate court orders. In sports, after a long rain-delayed start last night, the Braves are looking to get started on time on Game 2 with the Minnesota Twins coming up tonight. We'll have the action for you coming up at 6:25 for the Ford Leadoff Show, 7:40 the first pitch tonight here on Classic Hits KWIN. Get the latest updates anytime on our website at discoverday.com and all day long here on Classic Hits KWIN at 101.3 FM, 104.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420. I'm Mike Powers.